Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to say welcome to the Radio Blog Talk Show, Releasing the Sound. Host, as well as myself, is a prophetess, Sharice Lewis. Excuse me, I want to say I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, and to my pastor, Apostle Sharice Lewis. I am Prophetess Verdia Hayward, and I just want to greet you with a hearty amen. So we're going to go ahead and move right into the show. There's been some technical difficulties, and I do apologize for that. So we're going to move right into the show. Amen. I just want to just start off with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we worship and magnify your holy name. Oh, God, you are, Lord God, the all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-seeing God. And, God, we love you. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being who you are in our lives. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, the love of our soul, Lord God, the captain of our sea. Father, we ask that you will forgive us. Forgive us of our sins, sins we know and sins we do not know. We ask that you will blot out our transgressions, oh God, creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, oh God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're going to do on tonight, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, in this season, opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us out blessings that we have not room enough to receive. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are keeping us, Lord God, broken before you in your presence, Lord God. So God, we ask that you will crack us wide open, Lord God. Give us a gully washing on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, make us right and ready, Lord God. Make us right and true, Lord God, in your presence, oh God. We say, have your way, God. Have your way, God. We bind up every assignment of the enemy, Lord God. We shut down the powers of Boise and Boise, Lord God. Lord God, we command them, Lord God, to be inoperable, Lord God, in the midst, in our atmosphere. And as we take authority over the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere, the exosphere, all galaxies, all kingdoms, all domains, I just feel like telling the devil he's a liar and he's a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up and rebuke all assignments of the enemy, Lord God. We shut down, Lord God, demonic systems, demonic protocols, Lord God, demonic embryos, Lord God. We send fire to consume, Lord God, everything that is not of you, Lord God, out of our midst, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, and we say, have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you and welcome your anointing, Lord God, that comes in to destroy the yoke, the yokes of bondage, the yokes, Lord God, of burdens, Lord God. Lord God, burdens, Lord God, that are not meant for us to carry, God, and we cast them to you, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. We say, have your way. Have your way. Have your way on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want you to be glorified. We want you to be magnified, God. We want you to be exalted because it's all yours. God is none of us, Lord God, and none of ours. So, God, we ask that you will hide us. Hide the stinking, Lord God, flesh behind the cross, Lord God, that you may speak and speak your word loudly and clearly, Lord God. Precisely, Lord God, let there be a conviction, Lord God, in the hearts of those that hear. And, Father, we thank you right now for what you are doing. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen. Well, the title of my text tonight is called Walk It For Real. Hallelujah. Dealing with broken, dealing with the broken and contrite spirit. So we want to go, I just want you to open up your Bibles and go with me to Psalm 51, amen. So once you get there, amen, I'll give you a couple of seconds to get there. God is, this is a season where God is calling for prayer and he's calling for true repentance. Hallelujah. We know that none of us are perfect, but God, he also lets us know that when we repent for our sins, that God is, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Amen. So I want to start off by reading, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Blot out my transgressions. Walk, Lord God. Wash me, Lord God, thoroughly, Lord God, from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Hallelujah. That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt makest me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to hear joy and gladness. Hallelujah. That my bones, when thou hast broken, may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all mine iniquities. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Oh, yes, God. And, Lord God, renew in me a right spirit. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, that, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Hallelujah. 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 So I just want to begin to say, well, the word of God, it says, it talks about having mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O God. This was a time when David had an experience of temptation to where Bathsheba, you know, he had committed adultery and, you know, and had a man killed, you know, which was Bathsheba's husband. You know, he had him killed because of the leading of the sinful flesh, you know. A lot of times we get ourselves caught up into making bad decisions, or I should even say, making a permanent decision for a temporary situation, amen. And what I mean by saying that is we make a decision to do something that could cost us our very lives or could cost us the anointing that God has placed upon our lives, amen. And so with that being said, David found himself in a place, in a turmoil because of what he did. And he knew what he did was wrong, amen. And so he said to the Lord, he says, wash me thoroughly. Wash me from my sins. Wash me from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He's asking for forgiveness because now he feels bad about the choice that he made when he did that, when he sinned and he became tempted and he fell into that place of temptation. Amen. And so it also he says in verse number 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin that's ever before me. So right there, he lets us know that, he lets God know, yes, I messed up. I messed up right here. I messed up right here, God. I turned around and I jacked myself up, sitting up here, allowing myself to be pulled into the temptations of my flesh. But God is so faithful to us, faithful and just, to forgive us of those sins, amen. So that would be right then where the enemy is trying to, it's like a battle that's going on in the realm of the spirit, where the enemy is trying to bring forth condemnation. And a lot of times when we sin, the enemy will bring that spirit of condemnation to use as a form of or a tool of torment, to torment us. Oh, you did this wrong. You did that wrong. But the word of God also lets us know that we will all fall. We all fall short of the glory of God. We sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. So I just want to say to those, there's some people that have been out, there's some that are listening that have been out there and they have been beating, that you have been beating yourself up day in and day out about the bad choices that you have made. Well, I want to encourage you to repent. Get back up, dust yourself off, take it off, and keep it moving. Repent, because repentance means to change, to turn away from those things that have caused you to fall. Hallelujah. See, this is the thing about it, is that God knew that we were going to be tempted, because there's no good thing that lies in this flesh. But God wants us to get to that place to where we say, instead of beating ourselves up, get to that place to where, you know what, God, I messed up right here. Show me how to get out of this. Show me how to make this right so I won't do it again. I can't promise you, Lord, that I won't do it again, but I'm going to try my hardest not to do it again, God. Help me, strengthen me, build me up, Lord God, in this area that I am weak, so that way I can be strong enough to combat the forces of darkness when they come to me, tempting me in those areas of weakness. Amen. And so it just says here, it says, against thee, excuse me, in verse 4, it says, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, clear when thou judgest. So he's saying to God, you have every right to judge me, because I messed up right here. And so if your judgment is, whatever your judgment is, I will take it, because I messed up. But God, if there's any way in your heart to forgive me, he wants forgiveness. And see, that's when God, he looks at that humble and contrite spirit, that spirit that is a broken vessel before God. See, that's one thing, is that when God can see when you're real and when you're fake about really repenting. He knows, because remember, he's the one that planned and made you. He made you. He created you. He knew what you were going to do today at this very moment. He knew the decision that you was going to make last night when pulled into that place of temptation. Hallelujah. He knew what you did last night. He knew what you did today. He knows every time that we have lied, or every time that we have belittled someone else, or anything that we have done, because sin is sin. That's why when he talks about sin here, sin, it doesn't have an S on it, because sin represents all sin. It doesn't matter if it's, because no sin is bigger than any other sin. Amen. Sin is sin, and it all stinks in God's nostrils. Hallelujah. So it says here, purge me with hyssop. Behold, thou desirest the truth in the inward part, and in thy hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So you see, there he is. He's asking for wisdom. That's asking for the knowledge of God. What do I need to do so that I can get this thing right? Because I'm messed up real bad. So he's asking God for wisdom because he knows what he has done. So he says here in verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. So we know that there's a time. I'm going to tell you, there's a time, there's many times. I've been walking this walk for quite a while. And there's been many times to where we got to just take ourselves, sit back, and allow God to take us into the side of him. And that side is a place of separation, so where God can take us and he can purge us, cleanse us up, clean us up, gut us out, get all that mess up out of us. Because all through the years, being even in deliverance ministry and things of that sort and praying for other people, there's some things that us as leaders have to get delivered from. Amen. We have to get set free and heal from hurts as well. But what we go to the source. So we allow God to take us into that place of separation, so that way he can cleanse us, he can purge us, he can wash us, he can make us right and ready and meet for the master's use. But guess what? It's going to take us. It takes us to get to that place of humility and submission and allow God to have his way. Not just talking the talk. Not just having some lame talk that you're just talking off the side of your neck, but really meaning it. Really meaning it from your heart. Really meaning it from your heart. God, right here in this place, I'm shaking, and I need your help. God, I need you to watch me. I need you to purge me. God, I done messed up so many times, and I done messed up in the same area. God, I need you to help me to get this thing right, because if you don't help me, I'm going to fall again. So, God, I'm asking that you would strengthen me in this place, in this place. God, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God, renew in me a right spirit. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, that you are renewing us a right spirit, oh, God. Lord God, take out the stinking thinking, Lord God. Lord God, we recognize and realize, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, so many character flaws, Lord God. But, Father, you said, Lord God, that we are to be image bearers, Lord God. So, oh, God, we ask that you would teach us, show us, Lord God, give us the wisdom, Lord God, that we need, that we can walk this walk, Lord God. Talk the talk and live the life for real. We want to walk it for real, God. Oh, God, we want to be broken, Lord God, with that contrite spirit for real, God. Father, we don't ever want you to take your Holy Spirit from us, God. Father, we don't even want to put ourselves in a situation, Lord God, to where that's even an option. So, God, we glorify you. So it says here, purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which are there, excuse me, which thine, Lord God, hast thou broken, may rejoice. So, God, we know that you're breaking us. We know that you're breaking us and that you're breaking us down. But, God, in the midst of the breaking, Lord God, let us hear, Lord God, the joy and gladness that your word brings, that brings us healing, Lord God, that brings deliverance, Lord God, that brings, Lord God, the wholeness that we need, Lord God, that brings, Lord God, the wisdom that we need, Lord God, that we can walk this thing out, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Make us to hear joy and gladness. Lord God, surround us, Lord God. Lord God, with the things, Lord God, that will benefit us, Lord God. The positivity, Lord God. Oh, God, the things, cover our ear gates and our eye gates, Lord God, from anything that is not of you, Lord God. Cover our hands, Lord God, from anything that is not of you, Lord God. Father, we ask that you would cover, Lord God, every gateway in our bodies, Lord God. Protect and shield us, Lord God, and encamp your angels around and about us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hide not thy face from our sins, God. We don't want you, Lord God, to turn your back on us, Lord God. We don't want you to turn away from us, Lord God. But we want, Lord God, you to blot out our iniquities, Lord God. Those things that we know are wrong. Those things that we know, Lord God, are detestable unto you, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we have wronged in many areas of our lives. And so, God, we're asking that you will forgive us, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us of our iniquities, Lord God. Hallelujah. Create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, O Lord, and renew in us a right spirit, Lord God. Lord God, cast me not away from thy presence and take not the Holy Spirit from us. But, God, restore unto us, Lord God, the joy of our salvation, Lord God, and uphold us with thy free spirit. See, he already knew when we got saved that we was going to mess up, that we was going to fall time after time. So, God has given us the ability to seek him and to seek his face, to ask for forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness, those things that he knew that we were going to fall from. And I thank you that Jesus took it, and he took it all on the cross. He took every sin on the cross that we may be healed, that we may be delivered, that we may be set free, that others can be set free. So I just want to say and encourage the listeners on today that God is still faithful, even when it seems like you've done the worst. I don't care if it's murder. I don't care what it is. Because it even says here, deliver me from blood guiltiness. Oh, God. Oh, God, thou God of thy salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. God, no matter what it is, God, we ask that you would forgive us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will forgive us, Lord God, of those things that we have done that have been detestable unto you, Lord God, that have been, Lord God, wrong in your sight. Father, we're asking, Lord God, that you will give us, Lord God, the ability, Lord God, to walk this walk for real. God, we don't want to keep on messing up. We don't want to keep on, Lord God, leaving a stench in your presence. But God, we send up a smelling aroma unto your nostrils. So God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will show us, Lord God, how to stay in that place. And how to stay in that place is staying in that place of repentance. Lord God, allow us, Lord God, to, Lord God, to go back into your presence. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, and we believe, Lord God, that you have forgiven us, Lord God, of our sins. Lord God, and as we, Lord God, as you have forgiven us, Lord God, encamp your angels around and about us to give us strength, Lord God, that we need to carry out every assignment that you have given unto us. And so, Father, we glorify you right now, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, with that broken and contrite spirit. Father, we love you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. So if there's a listener on the line and you just want prayer and you just want it to be known that you definitely want to be set free from sin, because, like I said, we all fall short of the glory of God. We sin and fall short of the glory of God. But the lines are definitely open for prayer. If you want to have prayer, just dial on in to 657-383-1364. I will be glad to pray with you. We will bombard the throne of grace together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not slack concerning his promise. And in his promise, he promises us to forgive us. Now, it's when you blatantly disobey God is when he begins to judge. So I'm saying to you, listeners, listen, repent, turn from those wicked ways. Don't go back to the same thing. The enemy is always looking for a pinhole to create a foothold, to create a stronghold. But it's up to us to say yes to the enemy. So we don't want to say yes to the enemy. We don't want to say yes to sin. You have the ability to say, no, I'm not going there, and turn and run. Run the opposite direction, because that's what the enemy wants to try to draw you in. He wants to weaken your walls of resistance. So I just want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, let go and let God. Know that God is forgiving you of your sins. Know that he has forgiven you. Don't allow the enemy to beat you up with condemnation. There is now no condemnation in God. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Know that he is just and he is faithful to forgive us of our sins. Amen. So those that want prayer, dial on in. Come on, call on in. 657-383-1364. Those that have comments and want to just make a comment or even add a comment, dial on in. 657-383-1364. Amen. The lines are open for those who want prayer. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The lines are open, 657-383-1364. And even after the broadcast, if you still want prayer, you can definitely dial 248-247-4471. Again, that's 248-247-4471. If you would like prayer after the call. Amen. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Blog Talk Radio family. Thank you so much for listening in to Releasing the Sound. Hallelujah. You have victory in Jesus' name. God bless you.